Welcome back to the JX. I'm Mike Green. The growth of free meal programs at public schools comes from the knowledge that children do not learn well when they're hungry, or sleepy for that matter. The national nonprofit Sleep in Heavenly Peace works on that issue. They provide beds for kids who otherwise might sleep on floors or couches or chairs. And the chapter serving Josephine County and Glendale just landed a grant that will allow a major bed-building party. Joining the JX is the president of Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Nathan Olson. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you, Mike.
Also joining the program is Andy Coy. He's vice chair of Sleep in Heavenly Peace's Josephine and Southern Douglas County Community Advisory Council. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
So, Nathan, let's start with you and your work at Sleep in Heavenly Peace. How did you get into this business of building beds for kids in need?
So Sleep in Heavenly Peace is an international nonprofit. It started in 2012, and I became aware of it in 2018 through a Facebook series called Returning the Favor. And it was a series hosted by Mike Rowe, where he went around to small towns and saw people doing good things for their communities. And he spotlighted SHP in one of his episodes. I saw it on Facebook one morning and just completely fell in love with this, had no idea what kind of need there would be in our community, but however many kids we could help, if this was a problem, we wanted to solve it. So I worked with other like-minded individuals, and we started the Josephine County chapter in 2018. And to date, there are over 300 chapters across several countries, and for our chapter, we've been able to build and deliver 589 beds to children. So these kids, over the past 6 years, were either, like you said, Mike, they're either sleeping on the floor, on a couch, multiple siblings in a bed, on a pile of clothes on the floor. We've seen all the conditions. And we've been able to get 589 kids off the floor and sleeping in brand new beds of their own.
That's incredible. So what's your background?
So I work in IT for a local bank in Southern Oregon. And I've been with that company a long time, and I'm just very fortunate and have worked with a lot of great people. So I just felt like there was a calling here and a need. And like I said, when we first started this, we got together and we had no idea if we're going to build 20 beds, 50 beds. We're just going to help the kids who needed beds and had no idea. And right now we still have 36 kids. Excuse me, I get a little choked up when I talk about this, but we have currently have 36 kids waiting for beds that will deliver another 12, 15 next month, and there will still be more kids waiting. So our mission is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town, and we're going to keep doing this and until that becomes a reality.
So it sounds like this is personal to you.
It is. If for anyone who hasn't been a part of SHP or been on a delivery with us, something I'd certainly encourage, because it just makes you realize and appreciate everything that you have in life, and things that we may take for granted as simple things. But as simple as something as a bed, there's so many kids out there that don't even have that, what we consider to be a luxury, but they would be have a luxury for them to have one. So it just hits home when you see these kids and how appreciative and how much they just love their new beds.
Andy, tell me about your role on the advisory council and how you and Nathan are connected.
Okay, so I'm the vice chair of AllCare's Josephine County Advisory Council. So AllCare has three community advisory councils, one in each of the communities that they serve, so Jackson, Josephine, and Curry. Each of the councils is allocated a budget for grant awarding, and they choose where those funds go. So that really allows us to be impactful with the funding and ensure that these funds are allocated in alignment with the needs of our communities. We often are supporting grassroots organizations that might be overlooked by traditional funding sources. So our community advisory council members are really passionate, and they are oftentimes connecting with different community organizations and programs. And so that's actually how we got connected with Sleep and Heavenly Peace. So our chair, Sandra Maxwell, connected with them in the community and encouraged them to apply for a grant last year. So this is the second year that we've been able to support such a great project with this $10,000 grant.
So it's a $10,000 grant. Is it a recurring grant or is it one time? And what will be the impact?
So our grants are typically one time. We do funding up to $25,000 a project. And sometimes you can come back. We know that needs change. So we try to be more of a low barrier grant that's more accessible. Every year, people apply from different programs and organizations. So Sleep and Heavenly Peace applied again this year, and we're really happy to support them again.
So Nathan, help me understand the problem that you're addressing. How widespread is it?
So child bedlessness, this is an international problem. And for anyone that's wanting to see the stats on it, they're welcome to go to the website, shpbeds.org. And there's hundreds of thousands of beds that we've built and delivered as a nonprofit. But again, there's that many and more kids still without beds. And Mike, as you touched on earlier when you opened, not having a good night's sleep has so many negative impacts on that child's life. So we're hoping in our little piece that we can control with being able to provide that bed, a good place for the child to sleep and their own space. We're hoping that little section of their life that we can improve, and that'll have a trickle-down effect on how they interact with others, how well they do in school, and their overall growth and maturity.
I'm talking with Nathan Olson, president of Sleep and Heavenly Peace, and Andy Coy, who is the vice chair of SHP's Community Advisory Council. You can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So Nathan, kids come in all sizes. How do you determine what you're going to build, and how do people hear about your work?
So in order to be eligible for a bed from our nonprofit, the child needs to be between 3 and 17 years old. So anyone younger than 3 should be in a toddler bed. But once they reach 3, they become eligible for one of our beds. But based on the size of our bed, we build a standard twin size bed, which is not suitable for adults. So it's been certified for kids. So through 17 years old, we can still support them. And again, if they don't have a bed of their own and they're between 3 and 17, that's all they need to qualify. There's no information we ask from the family in terms of financial information. And then as long as they have the space in their home, we can come out and install the bed. And we come out with volunteers from a build day. We build the bed frame, and then we bring that out with a brand new mattress and brand new bedding. So nothing is used. This is all comes to the child brand new. It's theirs. So the first person using it. And often we have a lot of local quilting groups too that donate beautiful quilts to us. So we're able to add that personal touch, one of a kind item with the bed, which again is theirs. The child gets to keep that forever.
So Andy, how involved is, you said you're with All Health?
All Cares, one of the local CCOs, yes.
How involved are they after the beds are delivered? Are they collecting data on what's happening with the beds and the kids? What else is your organization involved in besides writing the check?
So we just tend to want to know what outcomes are and what the impact is on the community. We do try to support our community partners best we can. So I know that I think the next build is going to be September 14th. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes.
So, you know, really trying to support them in whatever way we can. If there are future needs that would arise, just encouraging them to reach out so we can try our best to support them and continue to, you know, help make sure that kids in our community have beds.
And we have several All Care employees signed up to build the beds, and we also build a volunteer delivery list that would include those individuals also. So it comes full circle.
So Nathan, tell me about the Bunks Across America project.
So this Bunks Across America, this is where all the chapters across the whole organization are invited to build beds on the same day. So it's just a big show of unity between all chapters. And what we do is we just set records for number of beds built, in a single day. So as Andy mentioned, this will be taking place on September 14th. And these build days, these are just like any other build day where the volunteers show up from the public. This nonprofit is fully supported by the public, and how many volunteers we can get determines how many beds we can build. People show up sometimes, they've never touched a power tool, they might be afraid of power tools. We set up everything they need, and what happens is at the beginning of the day, we start with raw lumber, 2x4s, 2x6s, 1x4 boards. We cut them up, we sand them, drill holes in them, assemble the headboards, the mattress rails. We dip them in a non-toxic solution of steel wool and vinegar to give them a nice stain to the, we call them rustic bed frames, rustic sturdy bed frames. And again, these volunteers may not have any experience with wood or working with power tools, but we have all of our coaches available that provide the guidance they need. So it's a beautiful thing when you see up to 100, over 100 people we had last year at our Bunks Across America build come together, unite for this common cause, and chip in to do what they can to see that these kids have beds of their own. And at the end of the day, you see that stack of raw lumber diminished, go down to nothing, and then you see all these headboards and mattress rails and beds ready to go out for these kids.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. How do the volunteers hear about this, and how much time do they need to allocate?
So this will be a pretty big build day. So we will be starting at 9 a.m. We'll do a break around 11:30. We'll be having lunch, which is catered by Casamiga, and then we'll start up again in the afternoon. So it's probably about a six hour day in total. And we're going to, with the generosity from All Care, they fully funded the build with their donations. So we'll be able to build 50 more beds. And that's not just the frames. The money is for the complete bed. So that pays for the bed frame, the brand new mattress, and all the bedding we need, and other maintenance with power tools and things like that to make this all possible.
So Andy, what's the status of the typical child who receives one of these beds? Are they living with their bio parents or in foster homes, traditional housing or a transitional housing or permanent housing? I'm just trying to get a sense of what's the status?
I think Nathan would be better at answering that question. Nathan, do you know the status generally of the kids that receive beds from you all?
Mike, that is across the spectrum. We've seen every scenario from two parents, single parents, transition. We're in partnership with DHS and other groups like that have and know about the needs. So not only can a family just apply for a bed for themselves, but someone can also refer a family. So if somebody out there knows that there's a family in need, they can actually apply as a referral, and then we reach out to the family, determine the need, again, make sure they're eligible under our very low qualifications, and then set up delivery of those beds. But yes, it's across the spectrum. We're here to help everyone, and we've seen all those different living situations that you mentioned.
Are you working in collaboration with other nonprofits and foundations in Oregon, and how can people get in touch?
So yes, we work with as many as we can, because we want to make sure, number one, that the communities out there know that this service is available for families, because you wouldn't believe how often people have never heard of us and are just not in belief that they can get a free bed for their child at no cost. So we work with everyone we can, and the list is probably at least 20, 30 different nonprofits, other organizations, the government groups, things like that would have the in on that. In order to get involved, anyone listening, you're welcome to come out. Excuse me, I get choked up. I'm sorry, I get choked up when I think about the community coming together and making all this possible. But everyone listening, you're welcome to come out to our build day on September 14th to find us. If you're on Facebook, it's SHP JOCO. So if you search in Facebook for SHP JOCO, you'll find our page, and the sign-up link will be there in one of our posts. Also, if you go to the website, shbfed.org, you can locate our chapter there. And along with the Helping Hands, if anyone is interested in supporting financially, we were just reviewed by the Charity Watch organization, and we actually have a 95% program expense ratio where 95% of those funds raised, funds that we take in, go to
Nathan's. Nathan, we have to go. I'm sorry. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to The Exchange.
Great.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.